From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Wednesday, July 14th. I'm Sarah Reif. The Delta variant has arrived in the county, as evidenced by full genome tests from late April. And a letter-writing campaign based on shoddy science is seeking to spread misinformation about the efficacy of masks and social distancing in spreading COVID-19 ahead of students returning to in-person classes. And the water supply for coastal residents is dwindling, with scanty water available to Fort Bragg from the Noyo River, one of the city's three surface water sources. That has serious ramifications for coastal communities that purchase trucked-in water from Fort Bragg, as Supervisor Dan Jurdy explained.
The city's concerned that they're going to have to, as you said, this week stop sale of water, which would be 4 to 6 weeks before they were intending to cut off water sales to water trucks. So that means everybody on the coast who's dependent upon a water truck, it might take 4 to 6 weeks to even get one scheduled and delivered. And, you know, I think that's like probably the most immediate crisis in the county in terms of water delivery for people who have a tank at their home or at their business. They had a lot of focus on the town of Mendocino, and they're obviously in a major crisis because you've got city-sized lots with viable businesses with all scrambling for the same well water. But it's also affecting residences up down the coast. And if these sales end just in a matter of days, 4 to 6 weeks ahead of time, I'm curious how they're going to get through. So
Jurdy added that the city of Fort Bragg is now in phase two of a 5-phase drought alert, which calls for a 10 to 20% reduction of water usage and asks people to water their landscaping twice a week, in the morning or evening. The board unanimously agreed to pass an urgency ordinance, effective immediately, to allow property owners to install 5,000-gallon water tanks without going through the permit process. Most water trucks have a 3,500-gallon capacity, so the thinking is that owners could call for a refill when they get down to 1,000 gallons and still be able to receive a full truckload. And the possibility of using the skunk train to haul water from Willits to the coast is still under discussion. Josh Metz, the Mendocino County Water Agency Program Manager, told the board that the city of Willits is planning a special city council meeting about the issue in early August. There may be state funding available if the water is to be used for drinking only. And once the water got to Fort Bragg, it would still need to be trucked into the other coastal communities, which could cost a small family as much as $528 a month. One member of the public, who said he gets drinking water trucked to Willits from Laytonville, said the price of a truckload recently went up from $300 to $349. Metz said there could be state assistance available for the neediest.
And that is, again, sort of a target of the Division of Drinking Water's supported funding. They really look to have that money go to the most vulnerable. Folks who can't afford to pay for water would be expected to pay for their water. So it would be based on a certification of area meeting and income type criteria. And so part of the need there would be for the county to take on an administrative kind of role in ensuring that the water is going to the right sources and all of that.
There may also be a need for more water trucks if hauling water becomes a daily reality for the foreseeable future. Fully in-person school is likely to be a reality in the fall, with the state requiring masking. During yesterday's COVID update, Public Health Officer Dr. Andy Corin said that all the variants are now present in the county, including the Brazil and Delta variants. In a brief interview, he said the Delta cluster had been present in a family that had been traveling. The cluster was not epidemiologically linked to other cases in the county. He said it took months for the state lab in Solano to return the results of the full genome test on the family's positive test results, which were submitted in April. He also said he'd received 21 letters from people who do not want their children to wear masks or observe social distancing when they go back to school. The mask mandate came down from the California Department of Public Health last week. Rochelle Daniel is a mother of four and the founder of a week-old private Facebook group called Healthy Kids of Mendo.
With the majority of adults now vaccinated and the scientific proof of the harm being done by masks, it makes little sense to continue to burden our children with a mask mandate. The amount of damage that will be done by these masks, socially distancing, and other unnecessary COVID-19 protocols will be astronomical.
Another caller alluded to research about masks depriving children of oxygen, a myth that was thoroughly debunked in the first few months of the pandemic. Corin's report states that 59.4% of Mendocino County's population over 12 years old is fully vaccinated and 67.9% are partially vaccinated. He tried to break the news about masks gently.
You know, saying that there's no good to masks really goes against a huge amount of research saying that there is sickness borne by masks. It doesn't pan out. And so a lot of the research that's quoted by the letters, and I read some of the articles, is not your best research. But people do have opinions. And I just want to make sure that everybody in our community understands that whichever way we go or our local school districts decide to go on those people who refuse to come in masks, the purpose of the guidance is to get people back to school as quickly as possible, because the overwhelming harm of keeping them out of school is really mandating these changes. There's a lot we don't know. So although a lot of the letters have said we know this and a mass of scientific information about that, the reality is that COVID is a new experience for us. And we're learning more about it, and now we have to learn about new variants. And so I don't want to say, oh, I know this is right or wrong. I want to say, look, we have the best minds looking at the best research. They have no axe to grind. They really want to get the students back to school, want all of them to come back to school, and masks shouldn't be the main focus.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast wherever you get your podcasts.